This is episode 43 of the Horror at Home podcast, recorded on Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. On this week's episode, we check out the trailer for She Came from the Woods. John takes us to his VHS vault and shows off 1989's Phantom of the Opera. And we review The Pale Blue Eye for our stream of the week. All that and some trivia. So, ramblers, let's get rambling. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Horror at Home podcast. How's everybody doing? I am Mike. With me, as always, are my good friends Andy.
Yo.
And John.
Hello.
It's been a couple weeks, gentlemen. How have you been?
Swell.
Swell? I don't have it. That's, what are, would you Superb. Go for the 1950s?
Yeah.
Swell. Yeah. I'm doing real bully. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Get from a time machine.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing interesting to happen over the past couple of weeks. I haven't watched any good movies. I don't know if did I see any good horror movies over the past couple of weeks? I'm trying to remember.
My girlfriend and I saw The Menu on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah. How was
we
it?
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
Oh, we did?
Well, yeah, Andy we did. He said he watched it and it was just okay.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, thanks
well,
a lot.
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't see it at the time.
But, if you had listened to Andy, then you wouldn't have wasted your time on it. I apologize.
My opinion matters.
I apologize on John's behalf, Andy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's one. That's two demerits.
No, I thought it was all right. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I really. Yeah, I can go. I can go either way on it. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But anyways, all right. Well, let's get the show started. Andy, you've got a new segment for us with some trivia.
Yeah, I have some trivia. We did this last time. It didn't really fare out that great last time. John Boy missed a couple.
Hey, I thought we did pretty good. I think we helped.
He had a couple of bad rounds.
But you also have to, one other thing you also have to point out, Andy, is how you obtained these trivia questions.
I have a friend of mine who's an AI bot who likes to give me answers to things.
These trivia questions, you're not finding them on some other website. This is directly from an AI bot.
Yes.
Horror trivia from an AI bot. We need to come up with some kind of like tagline for that or something like that.
We need to give him a name of some sort.
We'll call him Buddy. We'll call him Ray. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, Ray. Hello, Ray.
We're still trying to dial this in terms of the difficulty for these questions. So we'll see if these may be too easy. These may be too hard. I'm not sure.
Did you ask him to dial it down? Can you ask the AI bot? Because this fascinates me. Can you ask the AI bot to dial it down? Like ask me some easy horror movie trivia questions?
It starts out with the easy ones and then you could ask it to make it harder. So the easy ones I have some real easy ones and they're way too easy. I mean, who plays the role of Gale Weathers in Scream?
Oh, that's too easy.
So it's things like that. So we're not going to go with that.
Can you ask it what I should do with my life? Like ask it for my put in there everything you know about me and ask if I should stay married or just like
the answers.
Move to LA and then move to Salt Lake City and then back to LA.
and then getting good with Michael Bay and Stephen Dorff.
Yes. That's what it would recommend me do. All right, I'm on board.
All right. So we'll go with John went first last time, so we'll go with you first this time.
Okay.
We're gonna go do a couple of Scream ones initially.
Okay.
All right. No Googling, too. You cannot Google this.
Hey, come on. I'm all about integrity.
Get off of the computers right now.
I'll just log off right now. Just completely.
All right. This one could be easy. Let's see. Who wrote the script for the first Scream movie?
Kevin Williamson.
Kevin Williamson.
Well, John, it's not. This isn't Family Feud.
Okay.
Okay.
That was an easy
question,
one. All right.
The question was for me. Now, if I get it wrong, then you can go.
Right.
Now it's your turn. And if you get it wrong, then I can go.
You do it.
I think this would be the similar difficulty. So John should probably get this. Who is the this is some spoiler stuff here. So if, but these are old movies. I don't think we care about spoilers. All right. What is the real identity of the ghost face killer in Scream 3?
Do you need a specific name?
John. This is for John.
Okay.
Yes, a name. The answer is a human name.
Okay.
I'm hearing silence here, so maybe this is tougher.
Can you hear me, Ray?
Yeah.
Are those cricket sound effects in there?
I don't think I remember the name. I know it was played by actor Scott Foley.
Bad luck.
Scott Foley played he was the actor who played the role.
Okay.
That's all I can remember.
That's all he knows.
That's all you know.
Just who played him. That's not the name.
Not the name in the movie?
I guess, I don't know, Chris.
That is wrong.
Yeah, freaking much.
You are wrong. Do you know, Mike?
I don't know the name. I know I know he was Sydney's half brother.
Right. This is tougher then.
But I don't know. We'll go with I'll just go with my name. We'll go with Michael.
Mike Ryan? Nope. Okay. I guess that's tougher. Roman Bridger.
Oh, yeah, ring a bell? Of course, yeah. Roman, yeah.
Roman, anything? Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Three was the most forgettable one for me.
Maybe that's why that was a harder question.
Well, maybe. That AI knows what he's talking about.
Okay, this one, John may know.
Oh, yeah, it comes back to me now.
It's going
to
go to you, Mike, and you may or may not know it. All right, we're going to get off a screen for a minute here.
All right, that's a good idea.
Who played? Okay, we're going to go to Friday the 13th.
Oh, jeez.
Who now? This is John should know this, but right. Let's go with you, Mike.
Let's go.
Who played the role of Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th, Part 2?
Oh, jeez.
There's a famous one, right?
Yeah. Well,
so obviously it's not him. It's not the famous.
It's not Kane Hodder.
Yeah, that's the famous one, right?
Right. It's not Kane Hodder.
Do you know any other ones?
I'm gonna go with I forgot the actor, I forgot the name, but it was the psychic in Poltergeist.
The first one?
Yeah, the psychic in the first Poltergeist. That's what
I don't remember that.
John.
Wait.
Who is the psychic in Poltergeist?
That's the little lady.
Right.
The little old lady.
Zelda Rubinstein.
I'm going with the little old lady from Poltergeist.
Okay.
Going to the light.
And she works at Circuit City, too.
Yeah.
No, that isn't correct.
So we'll just say, we'll just go Bob Schnell. Bobby Schnell.
Bob Schnell is, that's wrong.
Okay, that's all right.
John, now this would really cement John's expert status if he could get this.
I won't, because I've seen him at the convention. I don't remember his name. I can see his face right now.
You've met him?
I didn't. In person? He was at one of the horror conventions I was at. I don't remember his name. I remember his face automatically. I just don't remember his name. Because that's feels like it's the only movie he did, because he might be a stunt person, so that's why it's hard.
Yeah, he's really not a guy. Warrington Gillette.
Oh, of course. Samsonite.
I was way off. No return with a W, though.
All right. So we're back to John.
All right. Let's go with let's go with a couple easy ones. So I only did Friday the 13th and Scream. So let's just go with a couple easy ones on those two.
Okay.
So this is John. John, you should know this.
I hope so.
It's pretty easy for somebody of your stat, of your caliber. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, but so how many Friday the 13th movies have been made? What are they up to? Ooh. How many?
Well, this, yeah, we're talking about the ones after just, Paramount too.
Just everything that's been released.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Oh, come on now.
Is he Googling?
Yeah, he's no, Googling. No. He's counting his fingers and his toes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. See, this is tough because does Freddy versus Jason count?
I would probably say, oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. Exactly. See, this bot doesn't know what they're talking about. John, just throw out there. How many movies with Jason?
Okay.
Yeah.
How many movies with Jason? Say,
do you know that? Do you know that answer, first of all?
Yeah, I know the answer.
All right.
Okay, how many movies with Jason?
Okay, not counting Freddy vs. Jason, I believe it's 10 movies.
Okay.
New Line did Freddy versus, Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X. And there was 8 movies in Paramount.
Yeah, so John's on the right path. But I'm going to jump in. I'm going to go with, first of all, is John right?
Not according to this bot, no.
Okay, so not including uh-huh. Freddy versus Jason. If I'm not mistaken, there are 11.
Oh, right.
You forgot the reboot.
The remake.
Now, oh, that is correct.
That's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wow, Mike comes in again.
Well, I was thinking of real clutch. Jasons.
He was a real Jason. All right. Oh, do you have one more? How about one more?
Okay. Yes. Well, this is another easy one, I would think. You get one guess here. And this is not bad. We're going to go back to Scream.
Yeah.
The first Scream, what year was it released?
96.
Yeah. Yep.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Mike might have got the easier questions on that.
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah.
This is tough to gauge. I don't know what is easy and what's not.
Well, next time you should program the bot to ask Euro 80s horror movie trivia.
Oh, you know what? That is a good point. I'm gonna go 80s horror next time and let's see.
Yeah, and then we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. What do you say we go toe to toe
in horror? Yeah, let's go
toe to toe in Bird Law and see who comes out the victor.
Yeah. All right.
Right. Thank you. Next time, you know what you should do? Unrelated to horror movies, you should ask the bot to program a movie about two guys that find a briefcase full of money under a vending machine.
You know what?
Write the script for that.
I did that actually. I messed around with it. Yeah.
How'd it go?
It's not bad. I'm printing up a treatment as we speak.
Nice.
It was about two people who hey man, I hate this job. Yeah, me too. I'm so bored. Hey, let's go get a snack in the break room. Okay. That's how it started. It was pretty good.
Nice.
This spot is amazing.
I know. I'll have to look into that. It looks like it's just a lot of fun. There's just something stupid to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So where the hell were we? All right. thank you for those questions, Andy. Let's go ahead. Yeah. Al, we're going to take a drive down to the trailer park. We watch a trailer for an upcoming movie and give our thoughts on it. So this week, the movie we picked actually releases on February 10th, 2023. The movie is called She Came from the Woods. And here's the synopsis. She Came from the Woods follows a group of counselors who accidentally unleash an ancient evil spirit on the last night of a summer camp. As the situation turns bloody, the group is forced to confront what stories are worth telling and what secrets are worth keeping. So go ahead and go to YouTube. Feel free to pause the show. Go to YouTube and search up the trailer for She Came from the Woods. And let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about it. All right. And we are back We just watched the trailer for She Came from the Woods. Gentlemen, what did you think?
I was shocked they didn't give us a glimpse of what this creature looks like, or, you know, the killer, whatever. Usually they do that sometimes, just a little bit. But I didn't recall seeing anything of that.
Yeah, it reminded me of Sleepaway Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Meets a Jeepers Creepers.
I was gonna say Sleepaway Camp meets Evil Dead.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what that creature. Well, yeah, because they summon a creature, kind of like Evil Dead. Yeah, I mean, it looked pretty good. I like camp movies.
Yeah,
camp horror. They should make more of those.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a ton of camp horror movies. I'm not saying they shouldn't make more, but you have a lot of options when it comes to camp horror.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that should make that. Yeah, you should make that a category for one of the trivias. Camp horror movie trivia.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Ask that by. All right,
that's another one. 80s and camp, yeah. But this looked this looked good.
What about Euro camp?
Euro camps. Do they have camps in Europe?
Euro horror camp films. There is one actually that's in some language on Netflix. It's Don't Go Into the Woods or something, maybe, I think it's called.
I don't know what those Euros do in camps.
Euro stuff.
Euro stuff.
Yeah.
You know, French toast.
Sure. What interests me about this movie is that it says it's coming to theaters, but I haven't heard anything about this until now.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a movie that would be in theaters. It looks like a Tubi exclusive, to be honest.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird. I think this thing is going to bomb in theaters. Absolute bomb.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is one of those limited in theaters things.
Right.
Kind of like that Skinamarink movie that's out.
They should have gone a streaming route, though.
Yeah.
Could be safe.
Yeah.
It's, it looks interesting. It's definitely worth a watch. What do you think? Do you think it's worth a watch, or are you going to skip it?
I mean, it's worth a watch for free. I'm not paying money for this thing.
Jeez. Okay. So then skip it. Like,
I'll watch.
That's just as bad as skip it. I'm not going to pay I'm not going to reward the people who made this movie by paying for it. So I'll find a way to watch it for free. Streaming. Oh, it's on a streaming service. Oh, I got
you. But by the time it gets to some sort of service that I already have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
Yeah, but Andy,
for the campiness of it.
Well, this movie has Giselle Torres in it, which you are a big fan of the TV show that Giselle was on, The Big Show Show.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I love The Big Show Show.
Yeah, oh, that was one of your top shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's worth, like I said, worth a watch.
All right. John, what do you think? Are you going to watch it?
I'd rather wait till streaming.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I guess so.
Let's say it hits Shudder or something. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah.
I think it looks like it has some humor in it too. So.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, in case you were interested in it, that's, again, that movie is called She Came from the Woods. All right, so that's enough from our trailer park. Now we're going to take a drive over to John's house, go into his creepy, creepy basement, and check out his VHS vault.
John, get the monkey.
Get that monkey out of here. Oh my God, I'm keeping that in.
Oh, he took a header. He's gone.
Oh, okay.
All right. My God. Yeah, he's good.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I could have edited the podcast to just put real monkey sound effects in there, but I
might as well. But mine's better.
No, I'm keeping this in. Yours is better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, John, you got your VHS vault open. So what movie out of your collection are you going to tell us all about?
It all started when I was at home watching Amazon Prime looking for some movies. And then I saw this one film called Family Opera. I remember it when it was in theaters for a short time, John, when I was a kid.
John.
And yeah.
John, the bit is supposed to be that you have a VHS copy of this movie. Not that you saw it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
So go. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. This one stars Robert Englund as the Phantom of one of the million remakes of Phantom of the Opera. Like we said, this came from 1989. Though the cool thing about this one is that it was two different types to put in this version of the Phantom of the Opera. One, make it more horror with gore, and the gore is actually pretty impressive, meaning that it's a fair amount, not too much, just a fair amount. And then also a little kind of like a slight time travel existence in this film, sort of. So basically the plot's about a young soprano becomes the obsession of a horribly disfigured composer who has plans for those who oppose him or the younger singer. So when this movie is definitely, I like it because Robert Englund did something besides Freddy in the 80s. And this is just as, you know, his last year in the Elm Street series, and decided to do something different, even though the, you know, his face is still disfigured, just like the other one. But, you know, this one's just basically based on a famous musical or play. I like this one. I remember seeing it when I was younger, and he did a good job in it. And it has a few familiar faces like Bill Nye, or Niley, I think he is, from Love Actually was in it. And Jill, I can't remember her last. So her last name is kind of hard to pronounce, but she was the lead actress in Popcorn. The brunette plays the love interest. And it's definitely worth watching because it's so different than the other versions. And I definitely recommend for anybody to see it. Now, unfortunately, it does show it's on Pluto, but I checked it out, and it's a misprint or misunderstanding of an old version of Phantom of the Opera. So basically, unfortunately, it's not in any streams as of yet. But you can buy it in Scream Factory if you like I did eventually. So, yeah, check it out. It's a good one.
Nice. You said the gore was pretty good in it?
Yeah, like I said, it's a fair amount of gore in there. But when you see it, it's pretty impressive.
Nice. All right. And that is, I've never seen it. I remember the poster for it. I remember the cover of the VHS going to the, you know, the mom and pop video store.
Right.
But I never actually saw the movie itself.
Well, I can let you borrow it. Yeah, I can see that, but it doesn't lead too boring. I mean, you have to judge yourself when you see it, but I can let you borrow if you want.
All right. We'll add it to the list. All right. Well, thank you, John. You can go ahead and close that VHS vault now. You can wake up, get some smelling salts for that monkey. Wake him back up. You know, you're like Michael Winslow in Police Academy.
I know. Oh, man.
But hey, John, is there a robot that guards that vault as well?
Yeah, her name's Megan. It's her sister, the twin right. sister.
Oh, you got Megan. Oh, you got a Megan guarding it. All right.
Replica. It's a replica.
Nice. All right. Now that we're done with that.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to our stream of the week. Welcome to the stream of the week. This is the part of the show where every week we pick a random movie, sight unseen, movie that none of us have seen, and one of us picks that movie, and we spend that next week and we watch that movie, and the next week we come back, we talk about it. What did we think of it? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it fun? What are your thoughts? So last time, on last episode, Andy's pick was The Pale Blue Eye. And Andy, what is that on? That's on Amazon. Was that on Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Netflix. That's right. Netflix. And that's on Netflix right now. So Andy, do you have the synopsis of the movie pulled up?
Veteran detective Augustus Landor investigates a series of grisly murders with the help of a young cadet who will eventually go on to become the world famous author, Edgar Allan Poe. That's the synopsis.
All right. So, well, Andy, go ahead. It's your, you, it was your pick. You, what? Well, okay. So let me ask you this. Does it dethrone John's pick from last time?
Most likely.
As the best pick of 2023 so far.
Oh yeah.
I totally forgot what John's pick was already.
Yeah. What was, I, so did I, and I can't even remember.
What was it, picked. John? What was your pick?
I don't remember either.
Oh my God. It was just the worst of all ever. Anything. Oh, I remember that.
Down the elevator movie.
Oh, right.
Down. Right.
Okay, well, yeah. Down. Here's the thing with this, dip one. Dive. This one's a real movie. You know, it's real serious. It's a slow burn. It's more of like a mystery.
It is not a slow burn. I'm gonna stop you right there. Really? I'm sorry. Yeah, I like to I give you a this chance. Was
really,
this
slow.
Is not no a slow. No, no, it what? Was a slow. It's a slow, but it's no slow burn. A slow burn,
yeah,
is a movie that's slow but has a huge, uh-huh, impactful, shocking ending to it.
Well, I will say there is a twist here.
There is
and
a
you
twist.
You know how me and my twists here, you know
you
what I'm
do
saying?
Like your like, twists. You do like your good twist.
Now that's the only saving grace for it. I thought it was a pretty good twist too. I didn't really, you know, see it coming. But there, it wasn't really horror at all, really.
Yeah, right.
There was a combo listed of like mystery, thriller, horror.
Right.
Categorizations here like just aren't always accurate, I think. And so as like a mystery whodunit type of movie,
yeah,
but just that was, it was okay for that, but it was too long. Number one, it was like,
yeah,
it was
over two, it was like 2 hours and I don't know if it was 10 or 20 minutes, but they could have really done this thing in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it was like artsy. It was kind of like too, you know, taking itself pretty seriously with the art type of you know, vibe going. But the whole thing was, hey, these are real actors. These guys are acting. Christian Bale, obviously he's really good. Versus what we did the previous week with Down and just like the, you could tell those guys were acting in that movie. So at least, hey, this is a real actor's character study type of thing. You know, if you're in a movie, if you're a movie head and you like that sort of thing, it wasn't terrible, but it was a little too boring for me, too slow. But I don't know. I mean, for that twist payoff versus the, I think it's better than Down, in my opinion. At least you get some sort of nice payoff, makes you think. But yeah, not horror.
It's definitely pretty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The like the cinematography good. Was very nice. I really enjoyed the I really enjoyed like the setting. I always love a good like early or like late 1800s, early 1900s movie that takes place in the winter. Just something about that setting is it's like calming, but like for a horror movie, it could be really like, it could be really beneficial in terms of the emotion, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of like different set areas. It all happened in like the same like locations type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Same town.
Yeah. The same small town, like not really a lot of set design. I mean, it was a good, vibe like for the set and all that, but it seems like they kind of like, I don't know if they made this during the pandemic and wanted to like cheap out and not have a lot of different locations and like, let's just quarantine everybody here and make this movie.
It takes place at Fort Hood, so I mean they wanted to keep things in that military school.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's just whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Do either of you ever, does this happen to either one of you? Because this happens to me a lot while I was watching this movie. I'm watching the movie and like there's scenes where Christian Bale's character like goes to the local bar and there he's just sitting around and chatting and stuff. And I'm looking around this bar. I'm like, how on earth are people just hanging out in the middle of winter with just some candles? Like how on earth did people survive back then without like central heating or something? Like I just...
Oh, yeah.
When I see those things, I start to think weird things like that. Like, why on earth is how, like, man, it must have been really really uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Well, it would have made more sense if they had more than one fireplace if you want to be more warm, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, no, wow. I'm just asking, like, do you ever, like, think about, like, what things were really like back then as you watch those types of movies? Or do you just like sit back and enjoy the plot?
No, I don't really think about it until someone like you brings it up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, but I ruined it. But people those movies for you.
I think people were way tougher back then, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Like, I mean, because like if you grow up without heat, then you never really know what you're not missing,
right?
What you are missing.
Yeah. Although every one of those people would have kicked my ass if I showed up and I'd be like, "Hey, everybody, anyone? Yeah. I need to charge my phone. Anybody got a plug? he's a witch."
Yeah. Exactly.
Burn him.
So, Andy, what would you give it? How many chainsaws would you give it out of 10?
I'd probably give it. I mean, the twist. It's decent. I mean, it's not a horror. I'll give it a 5. It's a mediocre 5. If it was shorter with that twist, I think I'd Yeah, I'll go with a 5. But I mean, I don't know what I gave down. I believe I gave it like a 2 or 3. I don't know what I did, but pretty sure it was lower than a 5. So
Pretty confident.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right, John, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Andy. The movie was boring and long, but the twist did pay off perfectly. It was a really fascinating, awesome twist. And, you know, just like you said, Mike, the cinematography and the setting was really nice. Acting was superb, of course. But yeah, just like exactly what you said, they could have just shortened the film with maybe a little more horror involved, maybe some more gore, and then probably kept the twist. It wouldn't have been a much better movie than what I would have expected. Yeah, with that said, I'm just going to give it probably 6 chainsaws out of 10.
Okay. Well, I'm along the same line. So as a horror movie, because we are a horror podcast, in case you were wondering, I'm going to give it 5 out of 10 chainsaws just as a horror movie, but as like a suspense, period piece, I would give it a 7 out of 10. So I'm gonna even those out and go with a 6.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can't be giving these multiple because you gave 2 ratings the other last week too of like, well, as a comedy, as a B,
well, that's
right,
that's,
as a B movie, if you want to laugh at it, it's like a 9. But as like, yeah, a horror movie, it's like a 2. It's like, okay,
but I still gave it a 2 at the end of the day. This one I'm giving a 6 at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have one sort of average.
All right. Then it's going with a 6.
All right. No, you can give it multiple subcategories if you want, but as long as you come out with one at the end number. Nope.
My final answer is 6.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Is that better? Do you feel happy now?
Yeah, everything is in alignment now.
All right, good. All right. Well, now it is time to go with our next stream of the week pick, and it is my choice. I'm very excited about this movie. The trailer looks really interesting. This movie is currently on Peacock, and it's actually pretty timely with Andy's trivia question. It's written by Kevin Williamson. This movie is called Sick, and here's the synopsis. As the pandemic steadily brings the world to a halt, Parker and her best friend Miri decide to quarantine at the family lake house alone, or so they think. Dun, dun, dun. So this looks like another Scream movie. It looks like a slasher movie with some comedy elements, so this should be pretty interesting. And you know, Kevin Williamson, he knows what he's doing, so we'll have to see how that turns out. But that is Sick, and it is on Peacock. Listeners, if you want to watch it, let us know what you think. If you've seen it, let us know what you think. Our Twitter handle and our Instagram handle are both @horroratHomePod. So we'd like to hear what you think. All right. Well, that just about does it for this week's episode. Andy, John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yep. Welcome.
And listeners, thank you for joining us as well. We really appreciate it. We'd love to get your feedback. Let us know what you think of the show. Also, if you have a recommendation for our stream of the week, let us know. Maybe we can throw that in there as well. So until next week, John, why don't you go ahead and take us out, bud?
Scare on, everyone.
All right. So long.
Bye-bye. Bye.